way down in Missouri when I heard this lullaby. While the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.
Welcome to Show Me Missouri. We do the history of Missouri one county at a time. Today we are in Worth County up on the Iowa line, the smallest county in the state geographically and by population. We're going to get into why. Maybe the most determined, right, being the smallest. But we're up here in Worth County and right here in the beautiful historic courthouse, over 100 years old in Grant City. I always like to start off the show by thanking our sponsors, the Missouri Farm Bureau, the CFM Insurance, Missouri Association of Co-ops, and Missouri Association of Counties let us come to places like Worth County. But like I said, we're here in Worth County. It was founded February 8th, 1861. Cut out of Gentry County, which was cut out of Ray County, that they called the mother of all counties. It's 114th county, but it's really not the, you think there's 114 counties, but if you include the city of St. Louis, Worth is a little bit older than its younger cousin, Oregon County, down on the Arkansas line. Very glad to be here in Worth County, and I always like to get these names right. Miss Vicki Miller, Allen from Allendale, a historian, thank you for joining us.
Not a problem, glad to be here.
Ben Applenap. Right?
Right.
I could screw that up easy. A businessman from Denver, lived here seven generations, right?
Yeah.
And the economic development director here in Worth County, Gene Otten, thank you so much for the hospitality.
You're welcome.
Getting into how it was named for General William Worth. He was a Mexican-American war hero. He had he was actually, it's interesting to find, if you go to Madison Square in New York, you find a really interesting statue of him set up. And to this day, one of his quotes are on the bugle call at West Point from how he trained folks. But very interesting and very very influential general from back a long time ago. As I said, it was carved out of Gentry County, which was ultimately carved out of Ray County, that they call the father of all counties. The first settler was John Lott around 1840. He set up a place called Lott's Grove. Now, that's the northeastern part of the county, is that right?
Yes, it is.
About how far is that from Grant City, which is about here in the middle?
15 miles.
Well, they say now I'm going to say this wrong, no question. The Meskwagi Indians were here until around 1853, and then they went to a reservation in Iowa. Does anybody ever talk about what type they were? A lot of the state was Osage, and they really hated white people. But what was that tribe like?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't with them. But they were, we had Iowa Indians here also.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was four different types of Indians that did settle or was around Worth County anyway. I have several of their artifacts.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. They said most settlers that came to this part of the state were from the South. A lot of them had a shared experience of riding the old Kentucky Colonel up the Ohio and Missouri rivers. It's interesting how you look back and different parts of the state have a different caricature. Being developed a little bit later, Worth County in this part of the state has a different way. But let's talk about why there is a Worth County. At one time, there's a Nottoway County is a huge county. Gentry County used to run all the way up to the Iowa line, but then it doesn't anymore. Ben, there's a great quote, right, that talks about why they want to be why folks in Worth County wanted to be in Worth County in their own place. What was that quote you'd mentioned?
He said it's better to sit on a pumpkin and have it all to themselves than be crowded on a velvet cushion.
Well, that's a very good backhanded compliment to the neighbors down in Gentry County.
That's right.
That's a real Missouri, nice Midwestern way to put that. Also, back in, around the time this was formed, they were having the vote. And back in the day, every county got one member of the state house. And they were having the Constitutional Convention about whether they would be a slave state or a free state or secede. There are some folks that have said that some counties were formed right before that so that they could have a vote in that. But it may just be the lay of the land is such that folks in Worth County rather have their own county, right?
Could be. I'm not for sure on if it was a slave issue or just, you know, tired of Albany and all the other Gentry County towns telling us what to do.
You work for the economic development thing. How does that translate today, having two separate counties?
It makes it a little bit difficult because we don't have direct routes to any of the larger cities around. A lot of our employment comes from commuting. And so people from Worth County tend to go in all four directions. And so
where would be the towns they'd go to work at?
We have a lot of people that go to Maryville, which is in Nottoway County. Mm-hmm. We have some that go to Bethany, which is in Harrison County. We have several that go to Gentry County, Albany, Missouri. And then we've also got a lot of people who work over the Iowa line up in Mount Air and Creston, Iowa.
How big are those towns up there across the state line?
Mount Air's probably just under 2,000. Creston, maybe a little bit bigger than that.
It's about 8.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's a good sized town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in Worth County. We actually employ a lot of people in healthcare, and so those are kind of where the hospital's at. We don't actually have a hospital here in Worth County.
There's an old quote I found from a historian that describes the folks that settled Worth County as the immobile Carolinian, the blue-blooded Virginian, the Hoosier schoolmaster, and the Downeaster all came and settled this part of the state. It is a difference. You know, you go down to a place in the Boot Hill, which is a lot like Mississippi, frankly, and you have southwestern Missouri is a lot like the Ozarks spreading out kind of southwest. Central Missouri has its own sort of Catholic, German backgrounds, and the cities are the cities. Northern Missouri has a very distinct kind of agricultural and a little bit of that pioneer spirit may be more alive here in other parts of the state. What do you say?
I think so, yes. I think the main reason that Worth County is where we are today is the pride that we have in our community and our towns, and we want to keep it that way. We want to be independent. We want to survive. We don't want to falter.
Well, let me just start with asking. This is my favorite part of the show, is ask, how'd your folks come to live here in Worth County?
My father was born and raised in Worth County, and then, of course, he married my mother and drug her. But that's all you knew. It's just you got here and you loved it and you stayed.
Ben, how'd your family come here to live in Worth County?
That was back in the 1840s. I read an article on it in the Times Tribune. There was four Applenap brothers that had come across. They were from Switzerland, and they came through. Some of them stayed in Pennsylvania. The rest of them came to Worth County, well, Gentry County at that time, and they stayed here. And our farm that we live on was started in 1869, and we still have it. Dad bought the farm from his two brothers. My grandpa was raising the house, my dad was raising the house, and I was raising the house with my brother. And none of us ever left. Now, my brother just lives across the line into Gentry County now. My dad had a tornado that took the farm in 2014. He rebuilt on a farm he owned in Gentry County, just across the line. Our farm was on the border of Gentry County and Worth County. If I lived across the road, we'd have been in Gentry County.
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, that's around Denver, Missouri, right?
Southeast of Denver.
Sir, how'd you come to live here?
My great-grandparents, they farmed south and west of Sheridan, and then my grandparents had a farm west of Sheridan, and when my grandfather passed, my grandmother moved to Grant City, and on the other side of the family, it was kind of the same way, except more from the Oxford area, mm-hmm. which is a part of Worth County. So
we talk about the agriculture that brought people here. Obviously, it's fertile soil, but a lot of folks could grow corn in certain parts of the place, and then they grow a lot of cattle up in here and hay. I know what it's like to be in the summertime with hauling hay, whether you wanted to or not. What is the agriculture like today here? You mentioned you were raised on a farm. What kind of farm was it?
Cattle and sheep. We had no row crop. We have just cattle and sheep. And now we got rid of the sheep, and Dad's got goats now because of the goat prices. So, but that's what we had, and hay.
Interesting thing. I mean, I know Representative Andrews is from just up the road here. Mm-hmm. He has a business that involves treating wool, right? How big is wool up in this part of the state?
Not really that big. I think he gets a lot of his pelts from distant markets.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few people that raise sheep, but it really has never been a primary money maker up here.
Well, the first county court was held in Smithton. Now, as a person, you're going to look, if you Google Smithton, you're going to find something down by Bolivar or something like that. Smithton apparently was a couple miles south of here, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a town that's not there anymore. Is that correct?
Sure.
But that's where the first county court was held. It was the first Monday in April of 1861. They set in Smithton. In 1857 was when that was set up, but it kind of died out, or I guess, grew into Grant City. however you look at it, three guys, David Brubaker, Nathaniel Motherstead, and John Williams, put together a group of folks to try to find a put together the first county court. And then they started looking for a place to put a county seat. But tell me about the county court today. Who's on that? And I always like to tell folks, if you're listening for the first time, county courts are what they called them back in the 1860s. It'd be commissioners today. Who, tell me about the county commission today.
Well, for our East Commissioner, we have Reggie Nonneman. Mm-hmm. He's from the Allendale area. Reggie is mostly a hay farmer, and then he does some gunsmithing as well.
Oh, really?
On the west side of the county, we have Tyler Paxson. Tyler lives north of Sheridan on a small farm, but he also has a shop in Sheridan where he does welding and tires and some auto repair. And then our presiding commissioner is Ted Finley. Ted Finley was one of those sheep farmers from way back. And Ted lives down by Denver, Missouri. And this will be Ted's last term. He's retiring after this. And Ted has been a leader in Worth County for just a number of decades. Ted's been fairly instrumental in modern Worth County.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let me. I'll bring you to a guy that is very colorful throughout the story, and we'll tell one of his stories here in a minute. But is G.W. Franks, Frakes, I guess how you say it. His name was Squire, is what they called him. Along with Isaac Miller, they donated 50 acres for the county seat to be in Grant City, named it for the time General Grant. That's where he was the president. They had a vote on it, I guess, from the folks that lived here, and it was 225-90 that it passed. And they appropriated $600 to build a courthouse, and I guess pretty close to here, I assume, right? Because now they've had courthouses that burn. Where would it have been from where we are right now at the courthouse?
So it would have been from just the northeast corner of the square.
And then so it's always been just right around here.
Yeah, so what, 300 yards?
Yeah.
300 yards from where we're at right now.
You know, I find one of the most interesting things, people talk about politics at the State House and things, and that is interesting. Church politics is the meanest politics of all time. School politics, you might throw the most punches, but county seat politics are like a civil war inside a county. It's always an interesting thing. You go through the state and you think Cape Girardeau was the county seat of Cape Girardeau. Well, no, it's Jackson, because no one in Cape County likes people in Cape Girardeau. Huntsville, you would think, would not be the county seat of Randolph County, it'd be Moberly, but it is. And so here, when they choose these things, it's tough. The best county seat story I've heard ever, Governor Nixon told me, in Jefferson County, it was Herculaneum. That's where the first settlements were, right on the river and lead mines. Well, everybody else wanted it in a more centralized spot. So they had a vote, and they voted in September where they're going to put it at a place called Monticello. And they didn't count the votes till February for some reason. When they counted the votes, it came up too short. Well, then they recounted the votes the next August, and they had enough to move the county seat. I don't know if somebody came in or died or maybe miscounted. And then they had to change the name of it because you couldn't have it. They were already Lewis County seat was Monticello. So it was county seat politics are always interesting. I think somebody, folks still in Huntsville, think somebody from Moberly burned the courthouse once, so they'd have to move it. But they got it rebuilt before they could. On that arson story, we'll leave you. We're going to take our first break here. If you do have a fire, you should go to CFM Insurance and call them to have your back. I always want to thank them for being our sponsors, along with the Farm Bureau, the Missouri Co-ops, and the Missouri Association of Counties. We'll be right back with Show Me Missouri from Worth County, far north as you can go in the state of Missouri, after this.
Here's something worth shouting.
From the hilltops to the rooftops,
you're a member of an electric cooperative.
That means you have a say.
A voice in how your co-op is run.
In what's best for the community.
Power to the people.
For the people.
From the people.
Doesn't that sound good?
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership
at togetherwesave.com.
We are Missouri's electric cooperatives. Learn more at membersfirst.coop today.
Welcome back to Showing Missouri. We're here in Worth County, telling the history of Missouri one county at a time. We are joined by the Economic Development Director here in Worth County, Gene Auten. Thank you for staying with us.
You're welcome.
Ben Appelknapp, insurance, seventh generation farm guy from around Denver, Missouri. Thank you for joining us.
You bet.
And Vicki Miller, we'll just call you the historian of Allendale.
All right.
Now, before we dig too far in, let me talk about some notable folks here that have lived or spent time in Worth County. But tell me what you do in Allendale.
We do all kinds of things, whatever we want, whenever we want, and with who we want.
Now, but I understand you own a pool hall. Tell me about that.
Yes, I do. I've been there since 1980. I have pool tournaments every Saturday night. I just recovered my tables, and we're ready to go in November.
What's the name of it?
Allendale Pool Hall.
I like it. Sir, what do you do now? I hit the high points, but what do you do for a living here in Worth County now?
I have an insurance agency here in town.
Insurance here in town. Like crop insurance, property casualty?
Property casualty, health and life.
Yep. Let's talk about some other notable folks that have lived here. I think one of the more interesting things I've seen, and I'm going to have you tell me the story, is how this is where Glenn Miller received his first trombone. As I understand it, he went on to be, obviously, I think folks have heard the name Glenn Miller. He died over the English Channel when he was going to entertain the troops in World War II. But he grew up in Iowa, but he got his first trombone here in Grant City at a place on the square. There was a governor of Wyoming, Frank Lucas. He was a Republican, and he came to office. He was Secretary of State, and the governor died. So he took over for a while until they elected the former governor's wife as the first female governor in America. But Frank Lucas was born here in Grant City. And then Leon Phillips, one of the more colorful folks to come out of Grant City, he became governor of Oklahoma, hated the New Deal, hated President Roosevelt, fought him tooth and nail all the way through. But he also did pass a balanced budget law in the state of Oklahoma, was his big contribution. Who else? Who am I missing? Give me somebody that maybe folks in the state have heard of that came from Worth County or lived here for a while. Or is it just the Glenn Miller Orchestra that our folks in Taney County would probably know very well from Branson?
Probably just those. We have had the Nation over by Allendale has been featured in a Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, which one? Josie Wales.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we've had...
Now, you mentioned Osceola earlier when we were just talking. You were talking about the one in Iowa.
Yeah.
Now, the folks in Osceola, Missouri claim Josie Wales is part of their, part of the movie is from their part of the town.
I think it is, but the Indian Nation was also mentioned and featured in it.
Zara, now, where would that have been at here in the county?
Over in the... Right. It's in the Nation.
Yeah, east of Allendale.
Mm-hmm. North and east.
And north of Allendale.
Also. Nobody lives in the Nation, just always over the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit more. We were talking before this, and you were telling me how that there's a bunch of, you know, Worth County's made up of a bunch of small towns, with mm-hmm. Grant City being the county seat. Tell me about some of these other smaller towns, and I got the sense they all kind of have their own personalities about them.
We have Denver, we have Worth, we have Allendale, we have Sheridan, Grant City. We did have Oxford and Irene and Isidore. And I'm sure there's been other smaller ones.
Well, tell me about they have their own. Mentioned they have their own personalities. What do you mean?
I think you've been looking at my notes.
I have. I got through college algebra a certain way.
I think each town is sort of like a child in a family. We all have our own personalities and our own wants and needs, but we always come back to our home parent, who is the county seat, and they govern us.
What would be the Allendale personality? We do what we want our own way. I like that. That's what I was trying to get you to say.
Well, yeah, and we're friendly. We're a do person. If you want something done, we'll do her. And we come through things a lot of times through the back door. We're not always.
You know, you could. It's funny. I talked to my sister this morning down in Poplar Bluff, really Stringtown. We don't really like Poplar Bluff people. We're from the county, but it's funny. She could get in her car and get to the Gulf of Mexico further than I could get in my car and get to her right now. Mm-hmm. But folks on the Boot Hill, we like the back door too. We know where
you
it's
betcha.
At.
Yeah.
It's just a better way to do things. Let's talk about this courthouse. This courthouse is one of the most beautiful courthouses in the state. You know, it's a little bit sad. You go to different parts of the state, and if it was around the WPA time, they all have kind of a bland limestone look to it. The one in Butler County is pretty bland. This courthouse is beautiful, and it wasn't the first draft of it. And it's usually if they survive past if it's a pre-Depression era courthouse, it's one of these beautiful historic ones like they have at Osceola, just a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. The first courthouse after Squire gave them the spot here, they built a courthouse. They had the first meeting July 4th, 1863 in it. Well, it lasted about 3 years and it burned like almost every courthouse in the state. If you go back, one of them burned. Well, then that courthouse made it a couple decades and it wasn't the best looking, but it burned. And then the good part about this is we have kind of a director here, our county clerk, who may be the top historian in the county. Miss Owens is kind of helping us out. And she gave me a story while we were just visiting about that second courthouse. Is nobody really was that keen on it. They got a picture here. It's not the beautiful building you'd see here today, but the county clerk at the time had dressed a deer in the courthouse. Well, the thing burns down, and so they ended up, before they had the meeting about this building, we'll talk about in a second, they got to have roasted venison because the deer hanging up in there, it got roasted, maybe not the intentional way, but they got to have a meal before they, I guess, started cleaning up. And the old courthouse was kind of catty-corner from this one here in Grant City. Then they built this beautiful building, and it was right, I guess, 1898, 1899. But this one's going to be harder to burn because it's made out of brick, but this is one of the most beautiful. It's got to be a sense of pride for the county to have a building like this. Am I right? I mean, it's got to feel good to have something this beautiful that's lasted this long.
Yeah, I think everybody in Worth County is... glad that we still have the old courthouse, and a building like this is kind of a treasure to keep in the county. And yeah. So we've done a lot to protect it, to keep it here.
Well, it's an interesting thing. Again, we're telling the story from Miss Owens. She said that this building obviously was for the time was a huge investment. They didn't have enough money to finish the clock tower, so the ladies in the community come. And I don't know how you quite say this, but they had a hen sale. And that could mean different things depending on where what kind of company you say that in. But they had a hen sale they brought to town, and they finished, they raised the money to finish the clock tower. And it really is a nice capstone. I mean, if you had to really think of one thing that you think of here, it's got to be that clock tower, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
On the top of that building. Well, let me, I want to always, each segment, thank our sponsors, the Missouri Association of Co-ops, Missouri Association of Counties, CFM Insurance, and then the Missouri Farm Bureau. But before we go to break, I'm going to tell you a story I read, and it's one of those old ones that, it's one of those you think is true, but it may or may not have been true. But Squire, I told you we'd get back to Squire. Probably the most colorful person. You'd mentioned Mr. Finley being somebody that's like modern Worth County. Well, I got a sense if you read a lot of old Worth County history, you'd find Squire Frakes as maybe the most colorful guy. Well, he had the great thing about Missouri is these stories may be true or not, but they're fun. And they've been passed down. And so you tell me how far I'm off. But he was the justice of the peace for a while. Apparently he did a little bit of everything. And so there was a guy that had clearly committed a crime. There was no question. He had stole, speaking of chickens, he'd stole some hens. And they had, but Squire was a believer in due process and doing things right. He was the justice of the peace. And back in the day, he was such a colorful character. And I guess there just wasn't a whole lot to do. So in the wintertime, sometimes people would come and watch the county, would watch court. That's just because there wasn't a lot to watch. So they'd come. That's why there's galleries, is because people would come watch. And he probably sounds like put on a show. So this guy that had clearly stole these chickens, there was a new prosecutor in town, or not even in this town. He'd come from another county over, and he filled out the affidavit wrong. And so Squire, being a person of justice, knew this. Everybody in town knew the guy stole the chickens. Even he was about to admit it. But Squire pointed out that, the charging documents were wrong. So back then, they'd have court like 2 or 3 days in a row, once a month or something, once every other month. So this is the second day, and then it was the next day of court. So this guy thinking he's about to get off on a technicality, scot-free. So they ended up, as the story goes, Squire says, well, you're remanded to the next day. And his defense lawyer said, well, you can't do that. And he goes, well, yeah, I can. And so they remand him, put him in jail for the night. Come back the next morning, the charging documents are corrected, everything's back on. And they said, well, we're going to have to appeal. You can't keep the man here against his will overnight. And so apparently Squire leans back in his chair and says, "We didn't keep him here overnight. His cell was never locked." So the guy could have headed for Iowa and been fine.
Yeah.
And now whether that cell was locked or not, that old boy thought it was. He said the front door and the cell was never locked. He was never kept against his will. I guess you have to try to get free, right?
Yep.
Being from Worth County, I suspect that's probably true.
I bet it is too. Yes, yes. I have a problem with locking doors.
Yep. Well, I don't even have a key to my house.
I don't either. I can't find the key to the pool wall.
Well, now, you shouldn't have said that on there. Well, I guess you got to put quarters in anyhow, so that part would be covered.
No, not my pool tables.
Well, we're gonna adjourn to our pool hall, but we're going to take one more segment before we do. We'll be right back talking about the history of the smallest county geographically in the state, Worth County, after this.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered for life.
Welcome back to Show Missouri. We talk about the history of Missouri one county at a time. We're here with Vicki Miller. We're going to call you the official historian of Allendale, Missouri.
Okay.
Ben Applenap, I think you may be the official historian of Denver now. That's Denver, Missouri. And Gene Auden, the Ego Devo person for the county. Thank you for staying with us.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about some of the business. There's a few defining things of most counties in the state. You start with the Civil War. The Civil War kind of was spared a lot here in Worth County. Maybe you had some folks that went and fought, but there wasn't a lot of I always find it's interesting, wherever you raise cattle, for the most part, the Civil War was not that impactful because slavery wasn't an issue. And there wasn't a lot of battles fought here. You got to go down, I guess, Lexington maybe, closest one.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look into the railroads, which came a little later here. But then really where every part of Missouri changed is when the electric co-ops come in and string the electricity up. Here it's United Electric Cooperative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tim Doral runs it. Tell me, when you're talking about economic development, to me that, if you look around the state, changed everything, and they might change it again with the rural broadband they might be able to offer. Tell me how that affects Worth County and getting folks to move here and relocate business here.
Well, broadband is going to be critical. It's going to be critical to every small community in Missouri. And, United Electric is in a position to really change Worth County's outlook over the next, couple of decades. We've been fortunate here in Grant City. Windstream is our primary carrier. And, we've got pretty fast internet speeds here in Grant City, but it's pushing it out to the counties.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the big thing. Precision agriculture is the future, and that's bandwidth intensive. So that we really got to make this broadband happen, and I think you're hearing that all over the state, I'm sure.
Well, you had a couple of legislators that helped make that happen this year. It's kind of you got a very highly regarded senator in Dan Hageman. He is a person that I think is respected by everyone in the state that interacts with the state senate. He's not from too far from here, but interesting part, the way the state house district is, Grant City or Worth County, more appropriately, is home to the state rep, and he's from one of the smaller counties in the district. And that usually, if there's a multi-county district, the state rep is one of the places that has the most population. Alan Andrews has won this district. Tell me a little bit about Alan Andrews, and it's kind of an anomaly to be from a smaller part and still represent the district. Tell me a little about him.
Oh, Alan's a pretty good. I mean, he just comes from a great family. Just a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he was running, nobody had really any doubt. Mike Thompson was our state rep.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Nottoway County.
Yep.
And he was back in Allen. And when Alan was, going to run, really no one had any doubt that he was going to do a good job. And he's just an honest guy. I mean, yeah. Some people might disagree with some of the things in politics, but his integrity, you're not going to. Mm-hmm. You really can't argue with that.
No.
Talk about the politics here. Going back, at the first election they had was 1862 then, and it was the Republicans and Democrats were pretty close around the Civil War era. But coming out of that, it's been a pretty Republican county nationally, with some spurts back and forth. The county courthouse now, what's the makeup? The Republicans, Democrats?
Republicans.
Republicans.
Yep.
And when they vote now, it looks like it's a very Republican-dominated, but that's not always been the case, right?
No. There was really, I think that shift happened really about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I can remember, you know, if you wanted a local office, you kind of had to run as a Democrat.
Sure.
And that's just not the case anymore.
That's most of rural Missouri. There was Democrat courthouses. In the 80s, they voted for maybe Republican president. In the 90s, a Republican House member at the State House, and then the courthouse has kind of filled up over the last 10 years or did a switch to Republicans. Is it? I think Worth County's kind of in line with a lot of rural Missouri in that regard.
I would say so. I can remember growing up, Republicans were the minority.
Yes.
And I can remember some very vocal Republicans.
Yes.
Bruce Pickering is a guy that springs to mind. And Bruce was an old guy when I don't know, Bruce was close to probably 90 when I was 8 or 9 years old when I first met the guy. And he was from Worth and came up, you know, came from Tennessee, but then came to Worth County, farmed in Worth County, raised a family in Worth County. Unfortunately, in the tornado that took Worth back in 47, I believe, Bruce lost both his kids. But Bruce was a devout Republican. Mm-hmm. And I remember my first lesson in politics was over Jimmy Carter. and Bruce taught me a lot. As a young child, I decided that, you know, however this guy went is probably the right way to go, and so I've been a Republican ever since, I guess.
Well, you know that when we're talking about politicians in Worth County, then we're going to have you tell the story about your time in dealing with the sheriff when you were a younger man.
Yeah, our sheriff, he was a sheriff whole time I was growing up. His name is Loris Waldeyer, and he was quite a guy. He just passed away Saturday, and we buried him yesterday, but when I was 16, running around, of course, you'd cruise the town, and my brother and another friend of mine were driving together, and I just passed him on the square, which is you're not supposed to do, and he stopped me and pulled me over, and he didn't like to write tickets, so he threatened to whip me or send me home, and I decided going home was the best idea, so I went home, and I only got to go out one night a week, and the very next week I come out, and I scooped the loop, went around town, and I was going back to get some gas on the outside of town, and he pulled up there as I was getting gas and asked me if I had come to a complete stop at that stop sign, and I really didn't remember. And I mentioned to him, "Oh, I think I slowed down." And he had a big flashlight, and he was slapping in that big paw of his, and he said, "If I'm beating you with this flashlight, do you want to slow down or stop?" And I learned from that, and I liked the guy so much that I just moved pretty close to him and hung out with him a lot and had a lot of fun with him. He was a great guy.
Kind of when you come to the square here in Grant City, you can almost see that happening, you know, like almost like a Andy Taylor type sheriff, you know, that just you almost, he made you, he shamed you into doing right, you know what I mean?
And
Barney one bullet for put it in his pocket. And speaking of schools, the first school was Pioneer School around 1845. History has it that John McGinley was the headmaster. Tell me about the schools here in the county today. What's a mascot?
Tigers. Or just one school in the county.
And so that during consolidation, they consolidated. But there's, as I understand, a one-room schoolhouse over in Denver they keep up?
Yes.
Yeah, but now the Tigers, so that's K through 12.
Yep.
What's the biggest game of the year? Who do you play?
Stanbury. We lost it.
Just got done.
It was last Friday.
Yes.
Well, you can't win them all. Let's talk about the churches. There's the first actual church that they have on record here is the New Hope Baptist Church in 1878. And this is a great name, Absalom Hardin. Now that's the name of a hellfire and brimstone preacher. Tell me about the churches now. What's the bigger churches around here in Grant City?
Well, we've got the Assembly of God out on the edge of town. Mm-hmm. Then we also have a Christian church and a Baptist Methodist church here in Grant City, and all of the smaller towns, Worth, Allendale, Denver, and Sheridan, they all have their own churches. I mean, there's the Allendale Baptist Church, and they're putting up a new
million dollar
beautiful church over there. Mm-hmm. Denver has a couple of churches. They have a Christian church and
it's community church
it's
now.
It used to be Baptist. Used to be Baptist.
And then Sheridan, we've got the Sheridan Christian Church, and still two churches down in Worth.
Let's talk about something that folks did. Obviously, people used to go to church for fun, but in Worth County, there was a whole different type of fun. Kelso Rainbow Park, and again, we have to have our off-site director helping us out, the county clerk, with this. Mr. Ed Kelso, a very successful attorney in Grant City, he had a dream of putting an amusement park in for the folks in Worth County. The park was incorporated as Grant City Park Corporation from 1926 to 27. But it had a pool and it had elephants. It had all kinds of rides. It was really like a modern day amusement park right here in Grant City. Unfortunately, the Depression kind of made life hard on everybody, including him. But that Rainbow Park is something that when you first mentioned it, Ms. Vicki, you knew exactly what she was talking about.
You bet. I never did have the privilege to go to it because it had since, you know, become extinct. But it, all the stories and everything, was really an awesome place. It would have been really great to have seen today.
So I got a cousin who lives in Arkansas now. When he was younger, he's an older guy, so back he's about 15, 16, 17, he got a job helping out with the circus. He didn't figure on doing school, and I don't figure he ever did. But he wrestled bears. They put him in there to wrestle bears. And so, you know, they didn't do it early on, but as he worked there, that made the most money. If you go in there, they had the bear declawed and trained and stuff. But the bear wrestled you around and ended up beating you or whatever. Well, after he'd done this for about 6 months and, you know, kind of knew what he was doing, he was making the most money. He kind of got into it with an old timer. He'd cut in line. They'd feed you if you worked at the circus. And so there'd be a chow line about four or so for the evening crowd come in where they feed everybody whatever they're serving. Well, he cut in line to this guy that had seniority. Now, and he's kind of a hot shot. If you're wrestling the bear at the circus, you're a big deal. Well, the old timer, you know, kind of said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm in a hurry." And he's like, "Well, okay." So that particular day, they were having pancakes. And so I guess in some parts of Arkansas, you have honey with your pancakes. So about the time he's going out, he's got his tights on, his wrestling tights. He's going to go to the ring and wrestle this bear. This old timer takes a big handful of honey and smacks him right on the hind end.
Oh, no.
And my cousin said that bear put his tongue in places that you can't imagine looking for. He got every drop of that honey off of me before he was done wrestling. But I guess maybe my cousin, if he was a little older, could have came and did a run through Rainbow Park. Let's talk about the newspapers. As a newspaper person myself, it's so much of the history you get from anything comes from them. The Grant City Star, used to be called the Enterprise, being in February 22nd, 1873. Now, I believe there's a version of that is still here, right, with the Times?
Times Tribune.
It's grown into that. Tell me about the newspaper. Who runs it?
The newspaper is actually owned by a family that's not from Worth County, but they own several local newspapers here in Northwest Missouri. I think they've got newspapers in King City and Maysville and
Albany.
And they just do a phenomenal job of covering local news. Mm-hmm. We have another newspaper in the county, and that's published out of Sheridan, Missouri. And that's also kind of a family operation, or rather, it was passed from father to son, and Jesse Stark is the kind of the writer, editor, photographer, publisher.
Do a little bit of everything.
So, but the Pearl family, Matt and Terry and Brent?
Yes.
Run the Times Tribune, and they've had that now for 2 years,
probably close to two years.
And have just done a phenomenal job. We're lucky to have them.
It's an interesting thing. I, as a person that owns newspapers myself, the Worth County Times was a very influential paper back in the day. It was a very Republican and was one of the more influential Republican arms in the whole state for a very long time. And it always interesting to see a community that's healthy usually has a healthy newspaper. The other thing a healthy county has is banking. And the Worth County Bank chartered in April of 1876. Calvin Tilden was its first president. Those traditions kind of carry on. You can tell a healthy community by a healthy newspaper and a healthy bank. It's especially a local bank if you're fortunate enough to still have one. But you mentioned before the Dollar General came in. I think we've seen that all over rural Missouri. The Dollar Generals have done very well, setting places just all over the place. But there's also a Hy-Vee here, and it's now I heard it was one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe the smallest Hy-Vee there is.
It is the smallest one.
Mm-hmm. Folks from all over Missouri know that brand. That's a company that has a big footprint here. What else is happening in the business community? What is there any infrastructure projects? What could happen that's the biggest thing to help Worth County grow?
Well, for Grant City, Grant City's in the middle of trying to update its wastewater, and mm-hmm. that's a big thing, and it's one of those things that's kind of forced on us from above, but, yep. you know, we've got to do it. We've got to comply. Mm-hmm. It's an expensive deal, but we're working on some federal grants, USDA grants, to make that happen. We also have a county-owned nursing home that employs about 30 people, so we get to keep a lot of our elderly right here in the community.
That's great.
They don't have to leave, and then I guess one of the things that makes Grant City unique and is becoming more and more rare is Grant City has a skating rink, a roller skating rink, and it's one of the last in the area. And on a Saturday night in the wintertime, we bring people from all over southern Iowa to our skating rink every week. And that's you know, one of the things that if you're from Worth County, the skating rink is just something that's part of your childhood.
What's it called? Is it indoor? Or?
Yeah, it's an indoor wooden floor.
Wood
floor, yeah. Probably one of the last in the United States.
Sure. Well, now, what's it called?
It's just the Worth County Skating Rink or Grant City Skating Rink. It's ran by a nonprofit group. We're all volunteers, mm-hmm. so we keep it open in the winter times, and then the building is available for rentals for receptions and sure. also skate parties. If somebody wants to have a birthday party or something like that, you can bring as many kids as you want, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
It's again one of those things that makes Worth County and Grant City unique.
Well, what I always like to ask is that, and you may have just answered it, if you could take somebody, you know, Miss Vicki, if you could bring somebody to Worth County for a day, what would you show them? What would you tell them to do?
Well, first I'd show them Allendale, because yes. that's my pride and joy. We have 7 businesses in our town, even though we only have 43 people. We have a post office. We fought hard to keep it. Mm-hmm. So far, it's there. We also have construction companies around the town and trucking companies. I would show them the whole town and explain and show them what it's like to live in a place this great. And we would come to Grant City and we would go through the town and show them what this contains, and Sheridan and Denver also, and Worth.
Ben, if you're going to bring somebody to Worth County for the day, what was the one thing you'd tell them be sure they saw or talked to?
Well, I just done this Saturday. My daughter has a new boyfriend, and he's from the city. And he wanted to come up.
Did you show him that flashlight you were talking about earlier?
Yeah. Well, I showed him the gun, too. But no, I would take them to the golf course. Berta over here and her family are instrumental in our golf course. We have a sand green golf course. Mm-hmm. And that's what this young man I showed. She showed him around Worth County, and he couldn't believe how small everything was and how everyone knew everyone. We was mm-hmm. at the Allendale fish fry last week,
yes.
and everybody knew everyone. And we was talking about the golf course. So we showed him the golf course, and he had, with sand greens, and a 9-hole golf course, you know, it's a lot of people don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we have a lot of fun. Thursday nights, we have good tournaments. Like I said, Bert and Gary, her husband, and her son Ryan, which I graduated with, work that all the time and have a great time. And of course, I love to golf, so that's one of the first things I always show everybody is
yeah.
the golf course.
You will bring somebody here for the day. What's one thing you'd have them see?
I would probably take them down to the Emmett and Leah Seat Wildlife Area. We've
yes.
got about, we've got, you know, just a beautiful area, 3,500 acres of ponds, conservation land, trails, fishing, hunting, just, mm-hmm. it's just a tremendous place. And it's, you know, you could spend a day hiking, just walking out there, and it's just such a beautiful place. There are just very few places like that in Northwest Missouri.
Well, Mr. Alton, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on the show in Missouri. I really do appreciate it. I had a great time talking with you.
You're welcome.
Ben Appelknapp, thank you very much for joining us, telling a few stories. I like the sheriff story.
Not a problem. Thank you.
I may get repeat on the show. And Ms. Vicki Miller, the official historian of Allendale, appreciate you being here and joining us and telling us a couple of stories you had.
Thank you very much. And if you would just take time to listen to Toby Keith's song, Made in America, you got Worth
like
County.
That. I'm a Toby Keith guy. I've used a few Red Solo cups myself in my day. And we have to thank, I know she's not on, but Roberta Owens, the county clerk, thank you so much for helping us, giving us time, and giving us a couple of the better stories we had. Appreciate our sponsors, the Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Association of Counties, Missouri Co-ops, and CFM Insurance, for letting us be here in Worth County, Missouri. We'll be next week in DeKalb County having a good time visiting about the history of Missouri, one county at a time, here on Show Me Missouri. We'll see you next week.